Bayonne admitted leaving phone messages for two members of Congress. He said they were just expressions of outrage. He was arrested after the Capitol Police called the FBI and charged with two counts of interstate threats. After his arrest, agents found ammunition, sales receipts for a rifle, and books on firearms and explosives. A later search of a storage locker found the rifle, more ammunition, and ingredients for explosives. More charges were filed. U.S. Attorney James Kennedy says someone can object to laws and seek change.
And when people disagree with that law, the Constitution provides very specific means which may be pursued in order to have that law changed. Whereas here a person who expresses their disagreement through the of the law through threats, we must send the message that such threats are not acceptable and they will not be tolerated.
Bayonne was charged with threatening two members of the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives, Steve Scalise and Kathy McMorris Rogers. Scalise was badly wounded in a terror attack on the Republican congressional baseball team in 2017. The Bayonne complaint was over the Trump administration's zero tolerance on immigration and the family separations which followed. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.